You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
To the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 7th of February, 2023, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I should really start today with a couple of corrections on what I was talking about yesterday. It often happens that when I'm talking about subjects, I might often say the wrong word or fail to explain things in the way that it seems that I've explained it within my mind. And I don't get the time to listen through to the podcast again before it actually goes out there on the stream. But I do monitor them when they go on the stream and try to correct things if I don't get things entirely accurate. And when I was talking about this cup yesterday that showed homosexual imagery on one side of it and child abuse imagery on the other side of it, I said something to the effect of that this was a sort of cup that would have been kept for adults to see. And what I should have said is that it was the sort of cup that wouldn't have been made public. It would have been kept hidden. And also when I was talking about homosexuals and child abuse, and I said the homosexuals that will admit to it, and obviously I was referring there to homosexuals that will admit to being abused themselves, not saying the ones that will admit to going out and abusing others. I was talking about them being the victims themselves. And that's because a lot of the time they may not actually see themselves as victims. If you take Milo Yiannopoulos, for example, he spoke about how when he was underage, i.e. when he was a child, he was sodomized by older men in their 30s, including a drag queen. And the way that he puts it is he sees it that he was the predator. It was him that initiated this multi-sodomizing of him when he was a child. But the fact is he was only 13 or 14. So he could not have consented. So what was actually taking place there was child abuse. And I would suggest that his way of dealing with that is to try to tell himself that he was responsible for it and that he was the one that was in charge. Because the way he describes it, he describes it that he was the predator. And that's the language that he uses. And I think that way of dealing with that subject is probably quite common amongst the homosexual community. And I do think a lot of them, their first sexual experience was with an older man, because they will admit to that, but they don't that often look at it as abuse, which is effectively what it is within the eyes of the law. So there are two things there that perhaps I could have explained a little bit better yesterday. And today I want to look at something quite positive, actually. I think this is. The government have come out and said that parents have a right to see what the schools are teaching the children about trans issues and homosexual LGBTQ issues. Ministers will be writing to head teachers to remind them not to keep parents in the dark over trans teaching. It is understood. And I guess this follows on from Kemi Badenoch saying that parents that are concerned about schools that are transing the children, socially transitioning them, they should be taking the schools to court about this. It's effectively saying that the parents should not be kept in the dark over these issues. It comes as Education Secretary Gillian Keegan was last night urged to clarify her definition of a woman after she appeared to roll back on her stance on trans women. And I think we're seeing a lot of these MPs that are now saying, oh, well, perhaps not all trans women should be treated as if they are biological women in certain circumstances. Of course, they wish to be as socially progressive, or they wish to appear as socially progressive as they can. So they will say these things without actually thinking of what the ramifications are. If you are saying that trans women are the same as biological women, and a trans woman can simply be created just by self-identification. And I think a lot of these MPs look at that and they assume in their mind that somebody who is self-identifying is somebody that's had an operation, or somebody that has been living as a woman for a certain amount of time. They don't realise, they don't think, well, what that basically means is that somebody who is biologically male could just say that, oh, well, I'm identifying as a female, and gain access to spaces that should be purely for biological females, just for safety aspects, changing areas, sports, things like that. So I think we're seeing more MPs now realising that just self-identification is not what actually makes a woman. We have yet to hear them point out the fact that a woman is a man with a womb, and if it is a human being without a womb, then it is not a womb man. I mean, it's all there in the word, isn't it? You can't just self-identify and a womb magically appears within your tummy. That's not the way that it works. And of course, I would say that I think most people would be courteous if somebody was obviously trans and they were a trans woman, then you would refer to them with the pronouns that they wanted to be used. But that isn't the issue here. The issue here is the legality of these things and the law being used to force people to affirm something as the truth, which they know to not be the truth. And of course, this is very confusing for children when you tell them that somebody can just change sex overnight and their friend that was a little boy before is now suddenly a little girl, or the other way around. It's very, very confusing for children. There was a child on the Isle of Wight that was very confused by this, and his parents were accused of being transphobic because of this. And I think there was a court case going on about that as well. Well, the Department for Education is expected to tell head teachers that they have an obligation to share material on sensitive topics such as same-sex and transgender issues with parents. And of course, this goes against what a lot of these teachers have been saying. I can recall there was a video a while back from a teachers' conference, and they were saying under no circumstances tell the parents that this is what the children are doing. Under no circumstances tell the parents that this is an LGBTQ club that the children are at. And they were saying the reason for this is because the parents will be shocked and they may be against this. So they're effectively saying that teachers can do things that the parents would not want them to do. And the whole way that schooling and teachers and the way that works is that the school are supposed to act in the way that the parents would act themselves. They are acting as surrogate parents. So if the teachers are then going to do things which the parents don't want them to do, then they're effectively they're breaking that contract. They're breaking that trust that is there between the parents and the teachers. So it's a very serious thing. So the schools should have to show the parents the materials that they're going to be showing the children. And there have been these cases where that has not happened. A source told the Daily Mail, parents have a right to see what their kids have been taught. Parents are not able to veto curriculum content, but it is responsible for them to ask to see the material, especially in relation to sensitive topics. And of course, we heard the other day about this parent whose four-year-old has been told that they have to support gay pride, and it's compulsory that they attend a gay pride parade and show support for it. So that makes it clear there that the parents are not able to veto the curriculum content, but they can then take the school to court and say, well, is this suitable for children to be learning? And that's a different case to this judicial review that took place in Wales recently, where they were basically asking the court whether the schools were acting in line with the law to be teaching children about gender issues. And of course, the judge said, well, yes, it is, because the law, the equalities law and the equalities legislation says that that children have to be taught about these other groups in society, these other sexualities, other genders and all the rest of it. So I don't think they had a chance of winning on that judicial review. But on the question of whether they should be teaching the children these things, whether it is beyond their ability to understand, or whether it will be corrupting them to be teaching them these sexual sorts of topics, that is a different issue as to whether the school is acting within the law to be teaching this. Whether it should be taught in the first place is the topic that should be discussed. And the more parents that find out what it is that these children are being taught, the better. So this is very good that the government are basically coming out and saying the schools have got to show the parents what they're teaching them. Schools are required to provide a copy of the material as part of the relationships and sex education policy, and they have to do this free of charge to anyone who asks, according to department guidelines. And I guess this would also include the books that are being shown to these children, because we have instances of books which encourage pedophilia, which glamorize pedophilia, that are in schools in America that parents have been shocked about. We've all seen the videos of the parents reading them out at these town hall parent teacher association meetings and being absolutely scandalized at the stuff that is in these books that is now in these children's libraries. So that's obviously also a part of the material that is being shown to children as part of relationships and sex education training. So the parents should also be able to have access to what sort of books are in the library. They should also ensure that's the school, that the policy is published on the school website. However, some have been refusing, claiming that publishing the material would breach copyright. Well, if it will breach copyright to show the parents what is being taught to the children, then that shouldn't be shown to the children, should it? If you can't show it to the parents, then there's no way on earth you should be showing that to the children, regardless of copyright, because the parents need to be able to see every aspect of what it is their children are being taught. So if there is for some reason, what they're saying here is the reason is copyright, for some reason the parents can't see it, then that should not be shown to the children until the parents have seen it, until there is some way around this copyright issue. Quite, I mean, it seems to me that they're using this copyright issue as an excuse just not to show parents something that they think the parents won't be happy about. It says, in those cases where there is this copyright issue, parents have a right to go into the school and see it, the source added. So the school should be saying, if there is this copyright issue, well, you're welcome to come into the school and view it. So what they're implying here is that with everything else, that should be sent to the parents to look at. They should have the right to have a look at this curriculum, this relationships and sex education curriculum, which according to reports is teaching five-year-olds about masturbation, teaching them about anal sex and all sorts of things that children really should not be taught about. Obviously, some of them will end up experimenting and doing these sorts of things to one another. You know, that is an horrific scenario that is just one of the things that could happen because of this. Also, the sort of confusion that there will be there when you've got children that have not gone through puberty yet, that do not understand sexual desires, urges, don't understand these things, and they're being told, oh, if somebody likes somebody, this is what they do. And of course, that's not what you do when you're a child. They should not be being taught this stuff, and I cannot understand any parents that would go along with this. And I think the more parents find out about it, the more of a fuss is being made about this. It all comes as Mrs. Keegan, that's the MP, faced criticism over her position on trans rights after it emerged that she claimed that trans women are women in a letter to an LGBT support group in 2020. And as I say, this fits in with this desire of these MPs to appear to be as socially progressive as possible without actually thinking about what the full consequences of what they are saying are. And this comment she made appears to contradict comments she made last month, in which she said the definition of a woman does not include anybody that has a penis, And of course, to say that now is you will be accused of transphobia for saying that, because apparently that, well, we know there are plenty of trans women with penises, but we're being told that trans women are women. And that's exactly what this MP has just said. So to then say, well, the definition of a woman doesn't include somebody that has a penis, you know, she's contradicting her former statement. This is what I mean about these MPs not realizing the consequences of what they are saying. Stephanie Davies Arai, founder of campaign group Transgender Trend, said, "We need Gillian Keegan to clarify her understanding of what a woman is. As the person responsible for the education of our children, we would like to know whether she has a factual or an ideological understanding." And Transgender Trend, they're a very good organisation. They're very concerned about all this promotion of transgenderism to children. And this is what it boils down to. The facts are that there are biological differences between men and women. But some of these homosexual organisations, and I say some of them because, you know, the LGB part of the LGBT seems to be splitting away from this LGBT. There are now organisations that exclude trans from that understanding. But organisations like Stonewalls and Mermaids, they will promote this idea that it's all just based down on how you feel, whether you're male or female, whether you're man or woman. It's something that you can actually choose. Whereas that leads on to the bizarre concept of biological males accusing women that don't want a sexual relationship with them of being transphobic because they're a lesbian. You're going to have a biological male dressing up as a woman and saying that they are a lesbian then, and because they're interested in women. And when you end up with a lesbian that's not interested in them, they start accusing them of hate crimes and transphobia, because these organisations are trying to say that the attraction is not a sexual attraction, it's a gender attraction. When, of course, the whole concept of homosexuality is based on sexuality, it's based on sex, it's not based on gender. So what they've done is they've split gender from sex and from sexuality, and because of that, it then introduces in all this confusion about what a woman is. A source close to Mrs. Keegan said Gillian knows what a biological woman is, but she is not someone who will form a really aggressive position on an issue which requires nuance, sensitivity, and kindness. And again, that's effectively saying she wants the virtue signal at the same time as she doesn't really want to deny biological reality. That said, she is 100% supportive of women-only safe spaces. Does that mean we should alienate people who have decided to go trans? No. Well, that's the issue, isn't it, really? It's like, what's more important, the safety of 50% of the population or the feelings of a tiny, tiny, tiny minority of the population, 0.001% of the population, or whatever it is? And it seems that we've got all of this back to front. As I was saying yesterday, you know, we should be more concerned and more careful around children with these sort of people around children, because there is so much higher a percentage of child abuse that goes on within that community than there is within the heterosexual community. Redux did something the other day. They looked at the number of transsexuals that were involved with sex crimes. And it was something like three times, I mean, it may have been 300 times more likely to be involved in rape and sex crimes than people that weren't trans. And this comes from the government's own statistics that they did this. And that's saying that you want to be more careful around these people, not less careful, not put them into situations that make it easier for crimes of a sexual nature to happen. And clearly, if you're going to have transsexuals, men who basically just say, oh, I feel like being a woman, who are still biological men, if you're going to have them in private spaces for women, then that is putting the women at risk. Just the same as if you're going to have drag queens and transgenders and homosexuals, and you're going to put them in spaces with small children, like drag queen story hour and things like that. It's instead of making the children aware that is, if they see something like that, that's not something that's something for adults. That's not something they should get involved in. if they then see drag queens on the street or transgenders, or they're going to think, oh, that's the same as the cheerful person that we were introduced to at school. It's blurring these boundaries between children and adults and making it more likely that offences against children are going to happen. And we should be putting the children first about this. And but of course, the politicians, they want to appeal to the left and the progressives and the socially progressives. They want to virtue signal, basically. The Mail on Sunday reported that teaching staff have complained that school leaders are stopping them from following government legal advice which allows them to prevent a biologically male child from joining girls' activities or wearing girls' uniforms. So that's interesting that the teaching staff don't want this to be going on. It says here that school leaders are stopping them. And I don't know whether that by that they mean head teachers are stopping them from doing this, teachers with more authority than them are stopping them doing this. And of course, this is because it's the top of these organizations that are the ones that get given all the diversity training. As we heard about yesterday, it was the officers in the army that have been given all this diversity training. So it will be the head teachers that are given all this trans promotion. And we know that Stonewall and Mermaids, they go into schools. And particularly Mermaids tell the teachers that it's possible for somebody to just identify as this other gender. Of course, there was that Church of England vicar that questioned this last year, and he ended up losing his job for saying that he didn't want to be promoting this. He didn't want to be smashing the patriarchy, which is one of the things that these organisations say to these teachers. What they basically do is they say, well, we need to get somebody in from outside the school to talk to us about this. And the person that they get in from outside the school to talk to about it is invariably an activist organisation. So instead of just telling them the legal side of it, they're going to be promoting transgenderism, and they're going to be promoting this idea that children can change gender, and that it's a good idea to start socially transitioning them and teaching them about all these issues when they're a child, which must be so confusing for a child to be told that males can just change into females. Of course, then you have this idea of we should be gender neutral. We shouldn't be encouraging little girls to do little girls things because they might want to do boys things when they're older. And it's a horrible thing that we don't have so many girls employed in male careers. I mean, why it's such a terrible thing, I don't know. Really, you should be encouraging girls to be happy being little girls, and you should be encouraging boys to be happy being little boys. And if there is some instance showing where that is not the case and they're not happy with the gender that they're in, then you need to be working twice as hard to get them to be happy in the gender that they're in and to reinforce these gender differences. If you've got people that are being confused about gender, the last thing you want to be doing is teaching them about all these transgender issues. It's just going to leave them more confused, and it's going to increase the number of children that we have with gender dysphoria. We already see in the statistics coming from America now that 20% of the youngsters that are at schools are now unsure if they're heterosexual or not. They try to portray that as 20% of them are all homosexual, but in actual fact, it's 20% of them are unsure. And the reason why they're unsure is because of all this propaganda. And if the parents were to actually see what is being taught, I think there would be absolute uproar. So this is good that the government are putting out this official word to the schools that they have to tell the parents what's going on when the parents request it. Tory MPs and campaigners accused Whitehall of abandoning teachers who want to delay children from starting on the path to transitioning too young, claiming staff are being dictated to by woke parents or fellow teachers. And this is a criticism that does get laid at some of these people that are complaining about this. They say, oh, yes, well, they're just complaining about it starting too young. They don't want to be transitioning five-year-olds, but they're quite happy to start transitioning 10-year-olds, that sort of thing. I mean, really, this idea of transitioning, it should not it should not be given to children. And again, it was Kemi Badenoch that pointed this out. She said that teachers should be addressing the children by the name and the gender that is on their birth certificate. And that would solve all of these problems, really, if you were just to say, well, you cannot actually have the transgender rights unless you've actually got your birth certificate changed and you've actually had an operation. Because then that would mean that the women were safe in the areas. It means that they wouldn't be so much at risk. You still have the problem with the sports, though. You still have the problems with people that have been through male puberty, that have much stronger muscles, much stronger bones. And even if they have taken suppressants of their testosterone, it's still not going to mean that they are equal to biological women and that they should be competing against biological women. We have studies that are showing this now. And I forget which group it was. One of these sporting groups said, because of this, I think it might have been swimming, they don't want to allow the transgenders to compete against women anymore. And what they're going to do is they're going to set up a transgender and male category. But then they're concerned that by doing that, they will be breaching this equalities legislation, which says that these transgenders should be treated exactly the same as women. So you have all of these problems because we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, basically, aren't we? We're trying to pretend that something is possible, which is not. It's impossible. A woman is only a man with a womb and nothing else. A man with a penis is not a womb man. The Safe Schools Alliance, a campaign group of parents and teachers, said hundreds have complained that staff are being forced to teach indoctrinating trans ideology as fact, and the Department for Education did not respond to a request for comment. And this is the problem. They're not teaching children about biology. They're teaching them ideology, which has come from these activist groups. And the reason for that, as I pointed out, the schools have to be shown to be going along with all this equality legislation and promoting diversity. And they say, well, we don't really know the details of this. We have to get in an expert to do this. So the expert comes in, who is an activist, and then the school is able to say, well, we've did this much here for the equalities and the transgender ideology. We brought in this expert from outside, and they taught us all about this, and we then teach the children that. And the school doesn't get marked down by Ofcom for not conforming with the equality legislation. But in actual fact, what's happened is you've had some progressive leftists promoting ideology as if it was fact, as if it was biology, and it's not. And that's when you end up with the confused kids. So it is really good that the government are stepping in here and reminding the teachers and reminding the schools that if any parent asks to have a look at what their children are being taught, they must be shown it. Claiming that it's a copyright issue is a cop out. If there is a copyright issue, then the parents have every right to go into the school to have a look at this content. And that's what we need to happen. We need to get the parents seeing what is going on here and then complaining about it and trying to get something done about it, because it is leading to some very, very confused children. In the worst case scenarios, it's leading to children that are doing irreversible damage to their bodies, that are having perfectly good organs cut off. And in the best case scenario, what you're ending up with is children losing their innocence and being very confused about life and realizing that the parents are lying to them about something which is so obvious to them. And just think what that does to a child, to realize that your parents are lying to you, that the teachers are lying to you. You know, the people that you look up to, the ones that you know instinctively are there to look after you, And they're lying to you. I mean, that must be so upsetting and distressing for a child. It's no wonder that so many of them now are being put on antidepressants. I think this is a large part of the cause of that is all this gender confusion that they've introduced into the schools. But let's hope if the parents can actually see what's going on here, that they will get a movement going that will put a stop to this. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.